How are you doing?
Good.
I'm very well. Yes, very. How are you two?
Good, great, man. It's great. How's it going?
It's going great. Just have a look at this. We've got this wonderful book from Sri Lanka.
That is wonderful.
It's this lady's great-grandmother's.
Wow.
There's some delicious things. Always some spices and really subtle spicing that we, you know, we tend to think of Sri Lankan food has been really spicy, yes. But actually they're all really subtle with cloves and cinnamon and fantastic things.
Do you still cook from this book?
Yes.
Do you really?
Yes. That's why it's in such a state.
As you can see, it's well thumbed. And we've got a lovely boiled fruit cake.
Oh, Helen, you've just become our favourite person.
Thank you.
We've already cut up for you.
Thank you. So this is a boiled fruit cake. Gerard, when did we first start eating fruit cakes in this country?
We've started, really started in the Middle Ages when people started flavouring and using fruit to sweeten recipes.
Yes.
When before we really had any kind of sugar, we had honey, obviously. But fruits have always been a way of sweetening. We've all got a sweet tooth in this country, haven't we?
Yes.
So medieval recipes have a lot of dried fruit and candied fruit, things like candied ginger, appear in lots of medieval recipes. More as much with meat and fish as in cakes.
Can we have your recipe?
You can.
Brilliant. You stick it on the wall.
It's already on the wall.
Is it here? Sisters are doing it for themselves. Go on, girl.
Well, I'm going to cut this up and share it around because there's lots of.
No, you don't want to do that. No,
Mum. So if you want to cook Helen's boiled fruit cake, all the details are on the website.
Along with all the recipes we've pinned up on our recipe board.